Imagine standing on the edge of a canyon. Our internalized sexism and white superiority tell us to hold our ground and stay, quote, safe. This false sense of safety is a mindset that exploits people and the planet and will ultimately lead to physical, spiritual, and psychological destruction that actually makes us far less safe. On the other side of the canyon are our core values of justice, love, authentic relationships, and shared wisdom, to name a few. On that other side exists collective liberation, a concept we can easily say, but not so easily envision, where we recognize the deep interconnection necessary to our survival as a species. The gap feels like a frightening space. It is a space of practicing new ways of being and often failing in this practice. A space where we risk losing friendships and family who prefer the false comfort and dehumanization of racist systems designed to serve white people. The canyon between our actions and beliefs can manifest like this. I value equity and relationship, but when I disagree with a person of color, I do so in a way that intentionally recenters my white privilege in lieu of equity. For instance, a Chinese-American man points out that our new policy might exclude communities who don't speak English. Instead of asking questions for more understanding, I defend my decision and may reiterate that there is a time crunch or that there are rules that need to be followed. While I may cloak my assertions in kindness and high regard for him and for all of the communities we serve, how I want to see myself, there is no doubt my arguments are meant to remind this man that I know more and better understand how systems work, how I am actually behaving. White women stand on the edge of that canyon and decide whether we're willing to leap across or stay put. We feel the allure of staying where we are and the stronger pull to live in a place aligned with our core values. In making the jump, we realize the canyon isn't nearly as wide or scary or dangerous. It is merely a small crack in the earth. This book is a product of our experiences of trying to recognize and jump over those cracks, of understanding what keeps us frozen on one side, and learning how to take an uncertain leap toward liberation. The beauty of our friendship and alliance as the authors of this work is that it allows us the option of holding hands and leaping over together.